Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hello, my friends. I come to you today with a story, life-changing story. And it's not just my story, it's our story. Because what I've experienced in the last month, I'm sure many of you listening have also experienced or will experience. We share the same energy. We share the same undercurrent of energy. And what I experienced in this last month with my dad and my family and myself and my soul was nothing short of life-changing. And so in sharing my story, it is my sincere hope that it touches you in some way, to maybe offer you a glimmer of hope or the ease of knowing what we share and how to go forth and live life fully. So last week I took off. I actually skipped a week of this podcast for the first time in 18 months. I just didn't have the words to communicate what has been going on. My dad passed away 2 weeks ago today. And what I experienced in the weeks before his passing and in the 2 weeks since has been extraordinary, but incredibly ordinary. I think the ordinariness of death is mind-blowing to most of us who, we're not conditioned in our culture to recognize death as being so ordinary. We understand birth to be ordinary. Somebody has a baby, how wonderful, but death seems to be so shocking to our system. What I experienced in this last month, and really in the last year, my dad was very ill with cancer, and it just deteriorated his body over the course of the last few years, last year, but really in the last 2 months. And what I was able to experience with him as he started to shut down was what was prevalent, what was the undercurrent of aliveness? As his physical body began to shut down, as his mind began to shut down, what became apparent to me was this undercurrent of aliveness. And that's what I want to speak to you about today. Because as we begin to let go of the layers of ego, of the layers of belief systems and conditioning, and even our gender, you know, as we start to let go of all of the constructs of the me, what comes forth, what emerges, is this aliveness, is this energy. And, you know, I wrote a book about it, right? I wrote a book about the natural state. But I didn't know what I didn't know until this last month. There is an energy of being alive, this undercurrent, this sense of being at the bottom of the ocean, while the waves of the ocean are always at the mercy of the weather up at the top at the mercy of whatever is happening in the stream up top. There is an undercurrent at the base of the ocean. This energy, this force. And I became intimate with this force in this past month. As I sat with my dad in rehab, as he began dialysis, as he began to really pull back from life and started to truly shut down. And then when he moved into hospice, oh boy. For those of you who have experienced a loved one in hospice, there is nothing more sacred and more beautiful than sitting with, and in my case, I slept with him overnight as his being, his physical being, began to shut down, and his that undercurrent of love began to shine forth. It became so clear to me that the aliveness that moves through him moves through everything, every being. It's just a matter of how much me or how much belief system or thinking or grudges or judgment holds us back from tapping into that undercurrent. So the day before he passed away, it became so vivid to me that there was nothing left but love. And I use the word love lightly because love is a loaded word and it may not connect with you. You know, love may mean something to you that was lost, has been lost. So what I will attempt to do is to describe this undercurrent of aliveness in different ways. You know, when I sat with my dad in those final hours and I spoke to him and held his hand, recognizing that there is nothing more sacred than this intimate connection that we have with one another, with our lives, with our soul, with plants, with animals, with everything. And so this undercurrent of aliveness spoke to me, held him with an openness, with an allowing, like this vast nest that was just so patient with us as we moved and transitioned into this new way of communicating, of being with each other. An openness and a patience, a nurturing, an unbelievable nurturing, holding us in this gentle kindness as we cried and laughed and just held one another, my entire family, and in this beautiful hospice center out on Long Island. This undercurrent of energy, you can call it God. You can call it the universe. You can call it the all-knowing, all-powerful. You know, we don't have to call it anything. And that's what makes it so challenging to describe, right? How do we put words to what is always present, what is indivisible, right? What changes form according to what we need
and how we need, and how we need to be held. There was a fearlessness about those days and the days after. This fearlessness, this unwavering glow of light, this pure lightness that filled me with peace. The passing of my dad was so peaceful. I mean, there were times when his body constricted and wreathed and reached out and pushed away, and I sat with him as he went through the motions of dissolving, as his body retracted or let go, and his energy retracted and pulled out of his physical being. There was not all comfort there, but he was held. I knew he was held. I was held in this pure, loving, nurturing energy that was so, it was heavy in a way, and tangible and palpable, yet so light and clear and pure. And so I speak from this place because I know I'm not the first one to have felt this. I know, because there have been so many that have reached out and I've had this conversation with, that have been touched so deeply by being present for, you know, someone's transition in this way. How could we not be changed at the depth of our being? How could we not be changed? And I also speak from this place to offer those of you who haven't yet experienced this in this way, but may have been touched by sorrow in a different way. You know, may we all be held, or know that we are held. May we all trust in this undercurrent that moves at the depths of our being. I felt this love and this presence in every cell of my being, holding me, nurturing me, holding my dad, holding my family, holding everyone in that hospice. I am changed, forever changed, knowing that this nurturing energy holds me in every moment of my life. As I watched the energy that was my dad pull from his body and start to dissolve into the allness, into the oneness, I recognize that in every single moment I can call upon this undercurrent of aliveness. In every moment I can touch into it, and I can source my life from that presence, from that love, from that intelligence, from that fearlessness and the braveness, from the compassionate energy that I felt, from the fearlessness. In every moment, I can step that next foot forward with that knowing that I am held, you are held, that we are sourced from the same love, always. And so what I want to leave you with is that more than ever, I understand why I practice, why I dive deep into my mind, why I move my body why I look at the nature of my own being daily, why I self-care. It's so that I can stabilize my systems enough to be able to connect to this undercurrent, to this source. If I'm not stable, if I'm stressed, if I'm riddled with worry and fear and doubt, if I'm held back because I don't trust myself or others, if I judge, if I force, any of those layers of the ego will hold me back from tapping into this undercurrent. And so I practice stabilizing mind and body through mindfulness practice, through meditation, through deep inquiry, through movement, through breath, through sitting in nature, through just being with what is, so that I can tap into this source. I don't want to ever forget. I don't think I will. But it happens, right? We fall back asleep when we have these extraordinary experiences. It's so easy to go back into the routines, the habits, the patterns. I don't want to go there. And so from this day forward, I step forward with this deep commitment to my practices, this deep commitment to connecting intimately with this undercurrent of love, patience, compassion, generosity, fearlessness, and the commitment to connect in and serve more fully. So it is my sincere hope that something from my experience touches you or stirs you. Maybe not today, or maybe you connect back into your own experience with your own connection with this undercurrent or your own loss. And may we just walk each other home. I've been walked home over and over again in this past month by friends and family and strangers, or you know, we're walking each other home. And I bow to you for listening through this. And I thank you for your support. And I'm so extraordinarily grateful for the experience that I've had, this extraordinary experience in these past few weeks and months. I'd love to hear from you. Please reach out. Kara@karabradley.net. I'd love to connect. Going forward, I have no freaking idea. Today is actually my first day back at work, my first day back in my home after being away for almost a month. And so we shall see what the world has in store and how this undercurrent of intelligence will move me. Thank you for listening. Go out there and connect. Connect fully. Enjoy your life and be well.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.